Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Rick Matheson back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 7 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's Chief Creative Officer at iMatheson, author of two books, including Branding Unbound and The On-Demand Brand. He's our good friend, Rick Matheson. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. So Rick, when I'm noodling around online, at first when they used to pop up those, it's kind of funny. It serves me right. I used to be annoyed when they'd pop up those little chat boxes. Right? Would you like to talk to us? Would you like to chat? With blah blah blah. And I say, I don't want to chat. And I'd kick out of it. Right? And then before long, I thought, hey, I need to chat with somebody. And I'm looking all over the website for the chat box. Right? And so it was kind of payback, right? Because I couldn't find it. But say that's kind of come down market now, the chat box capability.
Oh yes, definitely. So there is a lot of buzz about chatbots right now, Jim. In a word, chatbots are the new apps.
Chatbot, chatbot, as in a robot that you can chat with.
Correct. It used to be, hey, got to have a website or you got to have a mobile app. Now everybody's talking about chatbots. It's a little bit overhyped. I think that some large brands have, really gotten into chatbots, kind of realized they're not quite the whiz-bang things that everyone thinks they may be because right. they're associated with artificial intelligence and whatnot. But for smaller companies, they can really be very powerful tools, and the time is right. There are new platforms available for creating your own chatbot for very little money.
What's the interface? So I type it in, I type a question in, and it gives me a pre-programmed answer, what does it do?
Yeah. So they're little computer programs. They're essentially miniature apps that work in your messaging application. So Facebook Messenger, Twitter, Snapchat, or WhatsApp, or Slack, or even Alexa for voice. So you can just type in questions. So Taco Bell has a bot called TacoBot, and it works on Slack, their little messaging system for work. And you, instead of going to a Taco Bell app or going online to order something to pick up at the nearest location, you just message Taco Bell. You say, hey, I want my my new triple layer quesadilla crunch wrap,
right?
And it'll be paid for through a credit card that you've already set up, and you just go pick it up at the.
What's the difference in that? What's the difference in that though, in just an e-commerce suite?
Well, you're not leaving Facebook, for instance. The idea here anyway is that you're just going where people live. You're not creating any new interface. It's what they're using anyway, and all they have to do is tap out. That's what I want my order here.
That's the part that I was missing. This is not really on your website.
No, it's not. It is literally just in Facebook.
It's your application of interface power on the bigger platforms.
That's correct. And increasingly, at least on the more sophisticated end, they're getting voice enabled. You can say, Alexa, give me the latest news from Jim Blasingame.
Right.
When the Small Business Advocate gets its own chatbot, CNN has a news bot now where you can literally just say, I want my personalized headlines here, my business news, and then you'll start to hear those pre-saved or pre-cached stories for you. And other folks are using it in different ways. H&M, the clothing retailer, has a bot where it will just ask you questions in natural language. You'll say, hey, H&M, and they'll say, hey, let's ask you questions about your style.
So I got about 45 seconds. How do people do this? What are the steps to make it happen?
Yes. So you can go to your web developer for more sophisticated things, but there are a number of new tools that you can use that are literally free. So Chatty People is one, where you can literally just go on and build a chatbot right there on the spot for free.
Chatting People.
Chatty People.
Chatty People, okay.
Chatty People.
Okay.
And there are many others.
And including the ones you can buy that probably don't have advertising.
Correct. So there's off the shelf units that you can buy that you sort of build in your own message.
So check it out, folks. These are more examples. When I talk about relevance, when I talk about company customers, prospects ruling you in or out before they even know if you're competitive or not, these are the kinds of expectations that their people are increasingly having. That helps you to become relevant to them, and you get their business, and that's one way to improve your margins. Quick break, right back with Rick.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.